Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast. The first week of May is Public Service Recognition Week. In honor of America's public servants, our podcast today will feature Army civilians discussing what it's like to work for the Army. Our host for this special edition is Mr. John Nerger, a career Army civilian who retired from the Department of the Army in 2015 after nearly 36 years of federal government service, including 15 years as a member of the Senior Executive Service. His most recent Army role was Executive Deputy to the Commanding General, U.S. Army Materiel Command.
I'm John Nerger, the host for today's program, during which we will be talking about the role of Army civilians and how they are vital to the many missions the Army performs around the globe. With us are two Army civilians today, Ms. Diana Nally, a financial management analyst with the Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Army, Financial Management and Comptroller in Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon, and Ms. Shruti Jha, an environmental engineer at the Ground Vehicle Systems Center in the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command, which happens to be part of the new Army Futures Command, located in Warren, Michigan, at Detroit Arsenal. So I'd like to begin today's discussion by learning more about each of you, beginning with Diana. Could you tell us how long you've been a civilian and describe your current responsibilities and duties?
I've been an Army civilian, will be 12 years this July. I'm currently a financial analyst in the Army Budget Office, which, as you stated, is part of ASAFMNC. Our office is responsible for building the annual budget submitted to Congress, which ultimately results in the appropriations bill and provides funding for the Army. And I handle the budget for a range of programs in the operations and maintenance appropriation. And right now, my portfolio includes programs like depot maintenance and cyber activities.
Thanks, Diana. Shruti, how about you?
So I have been an Army civilian for about 3 years now. I came right out of college. In my current job, I'm an environmental engineer at the Combat Capabilities Development Command Ground Vehicle Systems Center. And in my current responsibilities, I provide environmental guidance to a multitude of different Army acquisition programs, everything from robotics platforms to tactical vehicles. And in my job, I'm able to help with the development of requirements and contracts. I help to design the systems that the soldiers will be receiving, and I get to participate in testing and fielding, and then eventually the disposal of those systems. And so everything I do comes from an environmental perspective, and I get to help design these systems so that we can provide them to our soldiers and into the field eventually. And one of the informal responsibilities that I have as well in my organization is that I run a young professionals network that brings in speakers and leaders from across the Detroit Arsenal and within the defense community to talk to young people about some of the challenges and opportunities in the Army.
As a young professional, although I consider both of you young professionals relative to myself, but as a young professional, I'm curious, how did you become an Army civilian? You know, what caused you to take advantage of that opportunity and begin your career with the Army?
So for me, around the time I was graduating from college, I went to a career fair back home in Pittsburgh, and I was looking at the brochure for the career fair, and I saw the Army listed as one of the organizations recruiting. So that sparked my interest. I wanted to see what that was all about. I went to the booth, and I talked to the gentleman there, and he gave me information on the Army intern program. So I ended up applying to be a transportation intern and was ultimately accepted into the program down at the time at Fort Eustis, Virginia.
Interesting. Shruti, do you have a similar story?
So I have a little bit of an unconventional story of how I got hired in. During my senior year of college, I was looking at different industries and different jobs. I hadn't really decided what sort of job or company I wanted to work for. But one day I was reading the newspaper and I came across an article talking about hydrogen fuel cell technology and how the Army was working with General Motors to develop this new technology and how my organization, the Ground Vehicle Systems Center, was a major part of that. And so as I was reading this article, I became more and more interested in the Army, and I did some additional research and found that the Army was doing a lot of different environmental initiatives. And so at the bottom of that newspaper was the contact information for one of the people in my organization or in that organization. And so I contacted them, and eventually a few days later, I got an interview, and that's kind of how I got my foot in the door with the Army.
Well, thank you both for responding to the call. So I'd like to give our listeners a balanced and realistic perspective of what it's like to be an Army civilian on a career path. I got a two-part question for you. What do you find rewarding about being an Army civilian today on one hand, and what might you find, I don't want to say difficult, but let's just say challenging on the other? So could you address that from each of your perspectives? And Shruti, I'll let you go first this time.
So one of the things that I find the most rewarding about being an Army civilian is knowing that what you're doing has an impact on the soldier at the end of the day and the warfighter. And being part of the research and development in the Engineering Center of the Army really allows us to develop technologies that are eventually going to save the soldier's life. So keeping that in mind is always something that's been really important to me as I progress through my career here and as I'm participating in different programs and projects. So that's one of the biggest things that I find rewarding in my job. One of the things that I do find that's challenging, especially as I was coming on board as a recent graduate and somebody completely new to the Army, was just understanding the breadth and the depth of what the Army does. There are so many different organizations and job responsibilities and different job functions that the Army has. And so really understanding that took me a lot of time. And, you know, I'm still learning as I'm progressing through my career about all the different things that the Army does.
Thanks very much for keeping it real. Diana, how about you?
I have sort of a similar perspective. I would say what I find rewarding is that I'm serving in some capacity and I'm supporting our soldiers. I like the fact that in my current position, we have an end product that we work toward every year, and the result of that product is funding for Army programs. What I find challenging in my job, I need to know a little bit about a lot of things, whereas I'm the type of person that really wants to dig deep and know everything I can about a subject. But the Army is such a large organization, and the programs that I work on are so unique and separate that I have to ask a lot of questions and rely on the experts in their subject area to provide me with information so that I can make an accurate representation financially in the programs that I work on.
So what I'm hearing from you both is that serving as an Army civilian is more than just a job, although it is very challenging professionally, but it's also coupled with a different dimension, the spirit of service. So I think the three of us know that there's a very small percentage of the American public today who serve in the military or have much more than a casual understanding of their Army. So is there anything that you would say, given the opportunity, to those unfamiliar with the Army about the role of Army civilians? Because people see soldiers in their uniforms and they recognize them as serving. They might not understand that there are many, many Army civilians also serving as well. So, Diana, any thoughts?
I agree. Before I went to the career fair and talked to the recruiter, I didn't realize what the role that Army civilians played. I would say the role of civilians is to support the military, and we do that by filling positions that are important to the Army and also by providing continuity. Not that civilians have to stay in one position for an extended period of time, but if we choose to, we're able to advise and to assist soldiers who will probably be in their position for about a year before they have to move on to their next assignment.
Well stated. Thank you. Shruti?
Yeah, John. So one of the things that I didn't really know as I began my career as an Army civilian is how many different types of opportunities and jobs there are that Army civilians play a part in. Army civilians are a part of medicine and cybersecurity, finance, IT, engineering, human resources, and I just didn't realize how large that network really was. And I think that all of those people truly understand the role that they play in helping the warfighter and bringing them back home. So I think that that's the biggest thing that I would tell somebody who's unfamiliar with the Army about civilians, is that there are so many different opportunities for someone looking for a career with the Army.
Now, you both do important and challenging work. So I'd like to take the conversation and move it in a little different direction. As career professionals, have you found any resources available to hone or develop your skills and professional capabilities? And what do you do to make yourself better at what you do?
So there are definitely self-development resources available. I've personally taken advantage of multiple programs that the Army offers. I've participated in the ACTED's academic degree training, which paid for my master's degree. And that's available for bachelor's, master's, doctorate degrees applicable to your job. I did a short-term training assignment in Kuwait, and civilians can apply for assignments like these through the Expeditionary Workforce Program. I did a developmental assignment within my organization when I worked in the G4 as the temporary XO for the deputy G4. So there was a gap between outgoing and incoming XOs, so they extended that opportunity to G4 civilians to fill that role for about 4 months until the new XO arrived. And right now, I'm working on my Level 3 Financial Management Certification, which is a requirement for my job. Then, along with the training, you have to complete in different competency areas. You have to do at least 1 3-month developmental assignment. I'm not sure exactly what I'll do for that yet, but I'm looking forward to what that opportunity could be.
Very interesting. Shruti?
One of my favorite things about working as an Army civilian is how many resources there are available to help develop your skills. My organization, and I know other research and development organizations, offer a lot of technical training so that whatever your technical specialty is, you can make sure you're up to date on what's going on in that career field. So I, for example, take a lot of environmental training to make sure that I'm up to date on what some of the new environmental issues are and some of the new environmental opportunities that we can implement on our weapon systems are. And then there's also a lot of training for acquisition professionals. As I mentioned, I'm part of the acquisition community in bringing in and developing new systems. So in that sort of training, people from all different disciplines, whether you're engineering or an environmental person or somebody who's doing some contracting work, everybody comes together to learn about how something goes from an idea to an actual product into a soldier's hands. So that sort of training is really valuable to just get a larger scale perspective on how the Army really operates. And then in addition to that, there's a ton of leadership training as well, which is something that I really value. And the leadership courses aren't just for people who are in leadership positions. They're actually for anyone and everyone who's interested in developing and honing those skills over time. So as a young professional, that's something that's very encouraged going forward in our careers.
It's very reassuring to hear you both say that, because I think most of us are looking for opportunities to remain lifelong learners and hone our craft as we develop. And if there are no such opportunities, we'll look elsewhere to find them. So it's good to hear both of you say that you found the means to continue to progress individually. And I was also happy to see that there seems to be a considerable variety, because there's probably no one size fits all as well. So if you were to, turn to an intern in your organization, somebody who hasn't been an Army civilian for very long and perhaps hasn't really committed to remaining an Army civilian, is there anything you'd tell them based upon your experience, or any encouragement to continue to stick with the Army and progress?
My advice would be that a career in the Army is a great way to serve the military and your country. There are endless opportunities, but you have to be willing to give it what it takes, not just for you, but for the Army. It's more than having a job. I value and appreciate every opportunity the Army has provided me. I've had great leaders, from my very first supervisor in the Pentagon, tough guy, retired colonel, who just took me under his wing, and he really helped shape me into the person I am today. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to come close to matching an organization as good as the U.S. military.
One of the pieces of advice that I have for younger civilians who are in the Army right now is to talk to as many people as you can, and talk to people outside of your immediate network. There are so many different experiences that people have had who are civilians in the Army or people who served in the military. And the more people you can connect with and talk to and learn from, the more knowledge you'll have on the larger Army and what we do and what some of those opportunities are as you progress through your career. Because as we mentioned, there are many, many different opportunities that civilians can work on and work in as they progress through their career. So that's one of the pieces of advice I would give to a younger civilian.
Now, earlier we talked about how you became an Army civilian, and both of you described your past, and it seems like it wasn't too difficult for either of you. But sometimes we hear stories of people that are on the outside looking in that are not yet serving as a civilian but would like to and are trying to find a pathway in. Is there anything, any advice you could offer those individuals as they persevere in their career journey and trying to find the right position in the Army?
One of the first pieces of advice I would give to someone looking to become an Army civilian is to do your research and really look for what organization, what group in the Army would be something you'd be interested in, something that you'd like to start off and have as your first job. And alongside that, I would say, you know, be persistent. Diana and I both have different experiences on how we got hired in, whether it's a career fair or emailing a POC that you see on a newspaper article. There are many different ways to become an Army civilian, along with applying on USA jobs. So I would say be persistent and also be patient, because becoming an Army civilian and working for the Army is not the same process as somebody who's looking to get hired into a private company. The process is different. The timelines are different. So I would tell somebody who's looking to get hired in that take your time, write up your resume, make it strong, and then research what the best fit would be for you and then apply to those companies or organizations in the Army.
Great advice. Is there anything you'd add, Diana?
So the only thing I would add is for someone becoming an Army civilian and thinking about becoming a civilian, you know, as we said, there's such a variety of career paths and programs available. There's interesting and challenging positions all over the world. There's student programs, temporary positions that you can look into if you're not sure you're ready to commit. I would strongly recommend the Army intern program for anyone unfamiliar with the military or federal service. And as we mentioned, I'd say don't let the application and hiring process frustrate you.
Good coaching from both of you. I'd like to dig a little deeper into your respective career paths and job experiences. And I'm wondering if you could share for our audience a particular job experience that helped you grow, you know, that stretched you in some way professionally.
I'd have to say that would be my current job, because I changed career programs from transportation to comptroller. So I went from working in logistics, where I had 10 years of experience, I was confident in my abilities, had made a lot of connections, and now I was trying something completely new and different. So that uncertainty, feeling like I was the most inexperienced person in the room, that was a real challenge for me. But it also pushed me to prove to myself that I could learn this and I could do the job well.
So no regrets.
No regrets.
Good to hear. Trudy?
Experience that stretched me professionally was running and leading the Young Professionals Network in my organization. So this was an organization that we founded and developed from scratch, and going up to senior Army leadership and asking them to come and be speakers and to connect and work with the young professionals was very intimidating at first. It's not easy to sit in a room with a general and ask questions and to engage with them, but you know, over time, it helped me develop my communication skills. It helped me learn how different parts of the Army worked. And it helped build up my own network and also the network of my peers. So it's something I'm really glad that I initiated and started and am a part of to this day.
Well, congratulations to both of you on your personal courage. You know, I found from experience it's counterintuitive, but when we risk a little, we gain a lot. And I think you just both indicated how an Army civilian can do just that. Now, I really appreciate the two of you both being as candid and forthright as you have today. But, you know, let's look into the crystal ball. And, you know, where do you see yourself in another 5 years or even 10 years? Have you thought out your aspirations for the future in general, in particular as an Army civilian?
So for me, I don't have a specific 5 to 10 year plan. I believe that hard work and the right mindset will lead me to the next opportunity. As for near-term goals, I'd like to stay in the comptroller career field, maybe work on a different appropriation, or since I've worked in programming and worked in building the budget, I'd like to perhaps work on the execution side at some point.
You probably will. Shruti, how about you? You're a little younger in terms of your career journey. Have you thought about the future much?
Yeah, I have thought about it, John. And while I don't have a particular title in mind or even a job responsibility, I just know I want to be doing something where I'm interacting with soldiers on a daily basis, or I'm working on one particular program and working on getting it out into the field and into the hands of soldiers. I would like to be doing something in a program management type of realm, but I'm not exactly sure what that job will be or what that system will be. But I do see a career in the Army, and I see many different opportunities. So I hope to get there one day, and hopefully we'll be in that project management realm.
Well, good for you both. Maybe we can talk again in another 5 or 10 years and discuss what's transpired during that time. As we wrap up today's podcast, I'd like to see if either of you have any final thoughts or insights that you'd like to share with our audience.
I will say that working for the Army has been an exciting and challenging career, and I am happy I went to that Army booth 12 years ago.
I think a lot of our listeners feel the same way. Judy?
I agree with you, Diana. I think that being an Army civilian has been incredibly rewarding for the last few years. I am excited to see what sort of opportunities and initiatives emerge in the future. The Army is going through a lot of transition right now, so it'll be interesting to see what some of our priorities will be in the future. And for anybody who's looking to become an Army civilian, this is a great time to look into getting a job here. As we've talked about in this podcast, there are many different ways to do that. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
Well, thank you both very, very much for your service, your enthusiasm for serving, and your willingness to share your own personal stories with our audience today. Best wishes to you both as you continue your fine careers as Army civilians. I think both of you provide compelling evidence that Army civilians not only have a vital role in the Army's missions, but are working hard each and every day to keep our Army the very best in the world. And judging by today's discussion with you both, the future of the Army is in good hands. That I am confident and am sure of. For over 30 years, the first week in May has been designated Public Service Recognition Week to honor the men and women who serve our nation as federal, state, county, and local government employees. Given that, AUSA would like to thank each and every Army civilian for their dedication and selfless service while supporting soldiers and their families. The Army simply could not do what the nation asks of it without the kind of talented, dedicated, and motivated Army civilians we've had on this program and that they typify around the world today. On behalf of AUSA, this is John Nerger, an Army civilian for life. Thanks for listening.
AUSA is hosting a job fair for transitioning service members, veterans, their family members, and Army civilians on Wednesday, June 5th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at AUSA National Headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. Free resume polishing services will also be available for attendees. Register online at ausa.org/events. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Keep it locked here for all Army Matters and for next week's Soldier Today episode with Sergeant Major of the Army, Daniel A. Daly.